Be prepared to laugh if you attend Arizona Theater Company's delightfully zany Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Christopher Durang's new comedy delight that spoofs and slams everyday foibles that influence people's lives as they glide into the endless rut of daily living. Durang's comedy won the 2013 Best Play Tony Award and is brought to vibrant life by a great ensemble of gifted comedians who create charmingly laughable performances in Joel Sass's sharply staged Arizona Theater Company production that reveals with deft comic touches the play's wacky whimsy. Durang crafts a family made charming by unusual weirdos. Movie star Masha makes lots of money to support her stay-at-home brother and sister Vanya and Sonia, who have tended to their aging but now deceased parents. Masha has a hot Hollywood stud boyfriend, Spike, and there's an outspoken cleaning lady, Cassandra, who adds clever mayhem to this family. Durang is adept at slamming the foibles that rule our lives. Many of the machinations that make up the play's As the World Turns plot are trite, but they are the petty things that are common to everyone's lives. Durang suggests that we let these annoying but inconsequential things cause too much commotion in our lives. Sass's slyly comic staging makes the most of Durang's hilarious stupidity. There's nothing revolutionary about the production or performances, but they are perfect to light Durang's play on comic fire. Mousy Suzanne Warmanen moans and complains her way through life, claiming that her parental devotion has kept her from developing her own life. Brother Vanya, played with feet-on-the-ground sincerity by Charles Vanez, keeps the family together. Suzanne Bouchard is the film actress Masha, who constantly flaunts her successful stability as the family money earner while she maintains a bizarre relationship with Joshua James Campbell's stalwartly hunky Spike. Isabel Monk O'Connor's maid Cassandra is the most sensible character in this weird family. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike is funny and amusing, but doesn't leave you with much of anything beyond the laughs. It earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through October 26th at the Herberger Theater Center in downtown Phoenix. Over the weekend, Arizona Opera presented Cusar La Cara de la Luna at Symphony Hall, and the new opera was impressive. I will review the entire opera season after the last production, but let me offer just a few words about Cusar. The music is lovely and beautifully melodic, and the fine singer sang the score with great beauty and dramatic intensity. If there was a weakness, it was the opera's book, which failed to give the story about Velazquez, a Mexican immigrant, much drama. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.